ಓಂ ನಮಃ ಪ್ರಣವಾರ್ಥಾಯ ಶುದ್ಧ ಜ್ಞಾನೈಕಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಿರ್ಮಲಾಯ ಪ್ರಶಾಂತಾಯ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ನಿರಂಜನಂ ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಅನಂತರೂಪಂ ಭಕ್ತಾನುಕಂಪಾಕ್ಷ ವಿಗ್ರಹಂ ವೈ ಈಶಾವತಾರಂ ಪರಮೇಶಮೇಢ್ಯಂ ತಂ ರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣಂ ಶಿರಸಾ ನಮಾಮಿ. ಯಥಾಗ್ನೇರ್ದಾಹಿಕಾ ಶಕ್ತಿ ರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣೇ ಸ್ಥಿತಾಹಿಯ ಸರ್ವವಿದ್ಯಾಸ್ವರೂಪಾಂತಾಂ ಶಾರದಾಂ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮ್ಯಹಂ. ಪ್ರಪನ್ನ ಪಾರಿಜಾತಾಯ ಸ್ತೋತ್ರವೇತ್ರೈಕಪಾಣಯೇ ಜ್ಞಾನಮುದ್ರಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಗೀತಾಮೃಗದುಗೇ ನಮಃ. ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಯೋಗಸ್ಥ ಕುರು ಕರ್ಮಾಣಿ ಸಂಗಂ ತ್ಯಕ್ತ್ವಾ ಧನಂಜಯ ಸಿದ್ಧ್ಯ ಸಿದ್ಧ್ಯೋ ಸಮೋ ಭೂತ್ವಾ ಸಮತ್ವಂ ಯೋಗ ಉಚ್ಯತೆ. ದೂರೇ ನ ಹ್ಯವರಂ ಕರ್ಮ ಬುದ್ಧಿಯೋಗಾ ಧನಂಜಯ ಬುದ್ಧೌ ಶರಣಮನ್ವಿಚ್ಯ ಕೃಪಣಾ ಫಲಹೇತವ ಬುದ್ಧಿಯುಕ್ತೋ ಜಹಾತೀಹ ಉಭೇ ಸುಕೃತ ದುಷ್ಕೃತೇ ತಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಯೋಗಾಯ ಯುಜ್ಯಸ್ವ ಯೋಗಃ ಕರ್ಮಸು ಕೌಶಲಂ. ಭಗವಾನ್ ಹಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಎ ಸೀಕ್ರೆಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ವೈಲ್ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮಿಂಗ್ ಅವರ್ ಇನ್ಎವಿಟಬಲ್ ಡ್ಯೂಟೀಸ್. ನೋಬಡಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಅವಾಯ್ಡ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಸಮ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್, ನೋಬಡಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಎಸ್ಕೇಪ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದೇರ್ ಇನ್ಎವಿಟಬಲ್ ಡ್ಯೂಟೀಸ್. But the very action, the very duties become the cause for one more round, one more janma and marana. An inevitable thing, at the same time very poisonous thing. So how to handle this poisonous and inevitable thing called karma? Bhagavan has given a secret in two capsules. Samatvam yoga uchyate is one capsule. ಯೋಗಃ ಕರ್ಮಸು ಕೌಶಲಂ ಇಸ್ ಅನದರ್ ಕ್ಯಾಪ್ಸ್ಯೂಲ್. ವಿತ್ ಸಮತ್ವ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಯುವರ್ ಡ್ಯೂಟೀಸ್, ಸಮತ್ವ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವೈಲ್ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮಿಂಗ್ ಆಫರ್ ಇಟ್ ಟು ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಸ್ ದಿ ಪೂಜಾ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವೈಲ್ ರಿಸೀವಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ರಿಸಲ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ ರಿಸೀವ್ ಇಟ್ ಆಸ್ ದಿ ಈಶ್ವರ ಪ್ರಸಾದ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಎನಿ ರೆಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್, ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಎನಿ ಎಲೇಷನ್ ಆರ್ ಡಿಪ್ರೆಷನ್. And while performing that action also, the action which is the cause of karma phala, the result, which will be in the form of punya and papa, which will bring future birth and death, which happened to be a poisonous thing, the very action can be converted as the medicine for the same poison. That is called efficiency. Bhagavan defined the efficiency in work is karmasu kaushalam yogaha. The very action which is going to perpetuate your samsara can be made as a means to get freedom. The very action is very poisonous to human life. That very poison can be treated by this yoga buddhi, and the treated poison which becomes the medicine to solve the problems. So yoga ha karmasu kaushalam, act in such a way that very work can be the instrument in gaining the freedom. Work is because of slavery, karma is because of slavery. Slavery towards the my own inner ignorance, my own desires, that is the reason I go for it. I have no other option than going for it. My ignorance makes me to misunderstand my spiritual nature. It gives an idea that I need something, I am a finite thing, I am a wanting person, inadequate person. To fulfill that need, I have to gain something from the external world. To gain from the external world, I have to work. So very work is the cause of ignorance. So the same work which will perpetuate the samsara again and again can be converted as the medicine for the samsara, as the means for freedom. The same idea is expressed in our Swamiji's motto, Atmano Mokshartam Jagat Hitayache. when you cannot avoid doing some work or the other, do it for the sake of freedom. Atmano mokshartham means for spiritual freedom. Doing for that sake, and at the same time, without desiring for any result for yourself, let the result go to the Jagat Hita. Whether I want it or not, result is going to come. In Gita, Bhagavan said, offer the result to the Lord. Offer the karma to the Lord, he has told. Here, Swamiji says, offer the karma and its result to the same Lord who is available in the form of the world. So, Atmano Mokshartham Jagat Hitayache is the condensed form of teaching of Karma Yoga and Gita. We will continue.
Karmajam buddhi yukta hi phalam tektva manishinaha janma bandha vinirmukta patham gacchantya namayam.
In this shloka, Bhagavan explains the stages that a karma yogi goes through for gaining moksha. Because initially he has assured that karma yoga will certainly make you to go beyond samsara. Yavanartha udapani sarvata samplutotake tavan sarveshu vedeshu brahmanasya vijanata. When he told that, he has assured that karma yoga will ultimately lead you to moksha. So what are all the intermediary stages? Now he is explained. Buddhi yukta karma phalam tektva manishinaha bhavanti. Karma yogis who have given up their desire for result, desire for punyam and papam, they become wise men. So what is the connection? We will see. Buddhi yuktaha means man of discrimination and a man of healthy values. He has the discrimination that spiritual growth is more important than material growth. This karma yogi has a clear discrimination that spiritual growth is more important than the material growth. Does it mean that he just throws away all the material prosperities? No, that doesn't mean that he throws away all arthakama, but he understood that dharma and moksha is more important than artha and kama. Certainly in beginning of the human life, artha and kama will be a predominant one. Nothing wrong in that. If you ask a boy about 15 years, 16 year old boy, don't desire for world, don't desire for car, don't desire for all these nice things of the life, he will say, "Hey Swamiji, what happened to you?" So naturally the desire for artha kama is predominant at the beginning stage of the human life. Shastra accepts that, Veda accepts that necessity and utility of artha and kama. Artha and kama has utility. Artha and kama is a necessity for some people to some stage. That is the reason it prescribes innumerable rituals for gaining them. If artha and kama is not accepted by Shastra, if it is condemned, then Shastra will not give any means to attain them. So entire karma kanda is full of means for attaining this artha and kama only. 90% of the Veda in quantum talks about the means of various types of artha and kama in the local world and in the higher worlds also. So Veda accepts that utility of artha and kama, Veda accepts the necessity of artha and kama. What Veda says is, dependence on artha and kama to the entire life, that should be removed. Spending entire life for artha and kama pursuit is childish and is foolishness. Entire life after life, go on, continue only for the artha and kama, go on, depend upon artha and kama in spite of getting repeated beatings from artha and kama, that foolishness should be avoided. So one should grow in spiritual personality through dharma and reach the freedom called moksha. If you look at the scheme of the nature, growth is the scheme of the nature. The entire nature has one pattern, life cycle. Take a seed, it grows into a tree, and that tree produces lot of fruits. In that fruits, that future seed is there. Then after producing, after contributing, then it goes back to again seed stage. Similarly, in animal life also, it grows and after progeny, it dies. So this physical growth and contribution is there everywhere in the natural scheme. But these animals and other species can grow only physically because their growth is programmed by the nature. They cannot have any choice to grow intellectually, psychologically and spiritually. They are programmed in such a way, physically only they can grow, physically only they can contribute, and physically they die. Whereas human being can grow, of course physically he grows, simply he has to keep himself alive, that's all, nothing else. Automatically after 15 years mustache comes, after 40 years teeth happen to shake, then after 50 years all the hairs become grey, like that physical growth is very natural in the entire cycle. Human being is allowed, or he has the choice to grow psychologically, intellectually, emotionally and spiritually. So if that growth doesn't happen in human life, he is equal to animal and other species only. So Veda is not for a dog, Veda is not for cow, Veda is not for a tree, Veda is for humanity only. Therefore Veda expects that human being should grow spiritually, emotionally and intellectually along with his natural physical growth. So in his life there must be a time wherein this type of question should come. Who am I? Why this world? Who has created? Why can't I love all? Why I have all the time jealous about others' growth? Why I am always angry? Am I a limited individual? What is my real identity? All these questions cannot come for a dog, for a cow, but it should come for human being. If it doesn't come for human being, the human being is considered as dash, dash, dash. So Veda says, you cannot reduce yourself to that animal level, to that plant level. You have been given a great instrument called Viveka Shakti. That Viveka Shakti should be used. By having Viveka Shakti, you understand the life scheme of the entire nature, then understand the means to get that freedom by following certain values, certain way of life. So when he becomes Buddhi Yuktaha, a man of discrimination and a man of healthy values in life, he is convinced of the fact that he should grow spiritually. This is the sign of Buddhi Yuktaha. What is the sign of Buddhi Yuktaha? Buddhi Yuktaha, an intelligent person, will have conviction that along with my financial prosperity, physical prosperity and other prosperities, I should have spiritual prosperity also. There is no choice in avoiding. There is no choice. You cannot avoid it, because either in this Janma or in another Janma, you have to find out your real identity, which happened to be infinitude. There is no choice. You are growing towards that only. So when there is no choice, use it, human life, in a purposeful way. Therefore, this Buddhi Yuktaha gives up all karmajam phalam. Bhagavan says, Buddhi Yuktahi karmajam phalam tektva manishinaha bhavanti. So he gives up all karmajam phalam. Karmajam phalam means karma creates a phalam. Karmena jatam phalam karmajam phalam. That desire for materialistic life he gives up and performs his duty as Ishvara Puja for the sake of freedom, initially for the sake of Chitta Shuddhi. When Chitta Shuddhi is gained, he approaches a teacher and gains the self-knowledge. After approaching the teacher, he finds out that I need not have any desire, I cannot have any desire. Being infinite, being all-pervasive entity, I cannot have any desire. I am an all-pervasive entity, Ananta Vastu. How Ananta Vastu can have desire for something? Because I am Ananta Vastu, I include all. Where is the second entity? When there is no second entity at all, how can I have a desire for second entity? So this knowledge comes to him. He becomes a Manishi, a Jnani. Manisha means Atmajnanam. Bhagavan says here, Karmajam Buddhi Yuktagi Phalam Tektva Manishinaha Bhavati. Just because you give up your desire, you are not going to become Jnani. Understand? By giving up desires, Chitta Shuddhi is arrived, Having Chitta Shuddhi, you get Jnana Yogyata. After gaining that Jnana Yogyata, you approach a teacher. The teacher reveals that real nature of the individual. Then you get the Atma Jnanam. So Manisha comes Paramparaya, ultimately. As a result of this Atma Jnanam, Janma Bandha Vinir Muktaha Bhavanti. As a result of this Atma Jnanam, he is free from all the bondages of birth and death while living. Jeevantaha Yeva, Shankaracharya very beautifully writes, Jeevantaha Yeva Janma Bandha Vinir Muktaha Bhavanti. This freedom is not going to be a postmortem affair. If Shastra says after death you will be free, who knows whether I am free or not? Last birth I don't remember. Similarly, this birth also I will not remember after gaining birth. Who knows I will get freedom or not? Shastra says, no. While living itself, you will be a free person. Jeevantaha eva. While living, he is free from bondage. What is the bondage? Bondage which is in the form of attachment, ragaha, shokaha and mohaha. Entire human life is full of these three items only. What are the fetters which are binding the human life is attachment, ragaha. We saw in the introduction how Arjuna was overpowered by attachment initially, how that attachment led to shoka, then how because of shoka his intellect, that is his thinking capacity, was deluded. So because of attachment I get suffering, because of suffering my thinking capacity deluded. In suffering only my thinking capacity should be very strong. At the problematic time only, my thinking capacity should be very clear. But what happens? That time only I lose my thinking capacity. Double loss. So, raga, shoka, mohatmakam, janma bandham, jeevantaha eva, vinirmuktaha. As a jeevan muktaha, he enjoys this freedom. As a jeevan muktaha, he enjoys this freedom while living in the midst of the world. Not that after gaining Atma Jnanam, some halo will come backside of that person or entire world will become very very friendly towards him. Not that. World will be as it is only and neighbors will be as they are only. But this person is not affected by any of the external condition. Externally, he will be in the same problematic situations, but he knows that these situations cannot affect him. This external world was affecting him, either creating attachment or creating aversion. Anything, is it useful for me? Is it going to give me pleasure or something? Then put it in the wanted list, liked list. If it is not useful for me, put that in that unwanted list, hatred list. So whatever is there in that wanted list, I try to have attachment towards it. Whatever in the unwanted list, I try to hate that. So this hatred, attachment and aversion, division is not in this person's mind. He enjoys this world as it is, not being affected by those things. He is a free person, freedom while living. This is a beautiful concept revealed in our Shastra alone. In Vedanta Shastra alone, this concept is available, Jeevan Mukti concept. While living, you are free. No other Shastra, no other religion. Even imagine this freedom, his mind is so beautiful one and a light mind it is. It's a very very light mind, no bharaha, there is no burden at all. Without any burden called fear, anxiety, jealousy, hatred, all these are all big luggages. Every mind is having plenty of luggages, all these things, fear, anxiety, jealousy and hatred. His life is a journey with no luggage. You just imagine. A journey, a long journey with no luggage at all. Happily that fellow walks. And you see another person full of luggages, 100 kilos, 200 kilos of luggages he is having. An ignorant person's life is a journey with too many luggages. His ignorant mind is that great luggage. What is that luggage? His own mind. Ashantasya manobharaha. Shastra says, a perturbed mind, a mind which is full of attachment and aversion, is a bharaha, is a great burden. He cannot handle it and at the same time he cannot escape from it. He cannot handle that. Suppose if you are not able to handle, generally you escape. From the external world, suppose if you are not able to handle a car, what you do? You just escape from it by selling it. If it is a home, you escape from it by selling it. Some people escape from even spouses by divorcing. Because burdensome, I cannot handle. But this one, you cannot divorce at all. You cannot give up at all. You cannot get away. You cannot escape from your own mind. If the mind happened to be a burdensome, what can we do? He may go to Badrinath or even heavens. The same mind he is carrying. He goes to Badrinath and wants to sit quietly with meditation or thinking about the Lord. At least get free from all this problematic situation. After going there also, mind says, hey, they did like that. They have scolded you like that. They should not have told you like that. What right they have? Incident happened. Because of that only you got disgust and run away to the Badrinath. But after going to Badrinath also, this stupid mind, this burdensome mind brings all the past happenings as though it is happening now to the present tense. So the person goes to even heaven. There also fear is there. And in all Puranas you will come to know, anybody who does tapasya, who does yaga, yajna, Indra will be full of fear and anxiety. Any asura comes means he is full of fear and anxiety. Anybody who does tapas means he is jealous about that person. That's why he comes and disturbs. So we find that we cannot get away from this stupid mind. If it is a dirty, stinking and troublesome luggage, what will be his condition? Condition is known condition, because we all have that experience. Whereas the Jivan Mukta enjoys this life with his clean and beautiful and very light mind. He also lives in the same world. Ignorant person also lives in the same world. Ignorant person says, aha, oho. Aha, oho means I am burdened. Lot of problems. You ask anybody, they will say, hi, fine. That's all. But if you have time, and if you ask little bit deeper, then they will have their own Ramayana and if possible Mahabharata all they can have. Mahabharata is 1 lakh shloka, Ramayana is 24,000. Small version or big version. According to your patience and your time they will have. And you also, if you get somebody, you also have your own Ramayana and your own Mahabharata. So burdensome mind is really a painful one. But this Jivan Mukta's mind is a clean and beautiful mind. That is why his life becomes a blessing to the entire world. The mind which is full of love, compassion, peace and ananda. He lives as the instrument in the hands of the Lord in this world as long as prarabdha karma keeps his body. After atmajnanam, immediately doesn't die. He has to live. He has to live to show to the world that there is a possibility of living free while living in this body. Because very body is the source of bondage. Very body is the source of bondage. How can I get away from that body? Jivan Mukta shows, body is not the source of bondage. If you correct your mind, if you make your mind a clean and a intelligent mind. So he lives in this world as a witness for this scriptural teaching. And as long as he lives, some work he has to do. And all these Jivan Muktas, if you find their life, tremendous work they do. Swami Vivekananda, within just 7-8 years, he has rounded 3/4 of the world. He went to so many places. Shankaracharya, within just 16 years. Up to 16 years, he did not go for preaching. After 16th year, he started up to 32. He went to Bharata Desha twice, enlightening so many people, giving consolation to so many people, giving guidance to so many people. So they become the instrument in the hands of the Lord. So as long as their prarabdha karma belongs to body. Karma phala only brought this body, which is mixture of punyam and papam has brought this body. So as long as that punya and papa account is there with regard to this body, he will live in this body. But while living in this body also, he will be a free person. Once that prarabdha karma is exhausted, then Bhagavan says, gacchanti anamayam padam. Anamaya means a disease. Anamaya means a state where there is no disease at all. What is that disease? According to Shastra, the very body is a disease. According to scripture, having body is a sign of disease. So that anamayam padam gacchanti, they become videha muktaha, totally free from future birth death cycle. by being wise men with regard to their identity with the infinitude Brahman. Therefore, Arjuna, follow Karma Yoga and get Jnana Yogyata. Follow Jnana Yoga and get Jnanam and Moksha. Both yogas you have to follow. See, this one shloka, Sutra Bhuta Shloka they call it. Entire teaching he has concluded in this one shloka. Karmajam buddhi yuktahi phalam tekta manishinaha bhavanti jivantaha eva manishinaha janmavanda vinirmuktaha padam gacchanti anamayam. Like in Mundaka Upanishad it is there, Parikshya Lokan Karma Chitan Brahmano Nirvedam Ayat. Up to that Karma Yoga. Nasti Akrutaha Sutena is the conclusion of Karma Yoga. Then Tadvijnanartam Sa Gurum Yeva Abhigache Samitpanihi Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam. This is Jnana Yoga. So both yogas, Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga, should be practiced. Karma Yoga makes a person to have purity of mind and prepares him for the Jnanam. With prepared mind, if he approaches a teacher, a Jnani, for that reason also this Jivan Mukta should live. If Jivan Mukta doesn't live, what happens? There will not be any Jnanis at all. Then who will teach? Who will redeem the person from this bondage? So when a person goes to Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam, Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam means a Jnani. So when a person goes to that Jnani, he teaches him and makes him to gain that Atma Jnanam. So both yogas you have to follow. There is no choice between them. First follow Karma Yoga. When you gain the Jnana Yogyata, you should give up Karma Yoga and should go to Jnana Yoga, should approach your Guru. So naturally the question comes, how do I know that I have gained Jnana Yogyata? How do I know that I have gained purity of mind? Bhagavan says, as long as you don't get purity of mind, you have to perform your duties, you have to perform all inevitable actions as the Ishwara Puja with Karma Yoga Buddhi. Afterwards, just you can give up and go for Jnana pursuit of knowledge. Then the question comes, because Arjuna is waiting to avoid duties. So he may have a question, so how can I know that I am already qualified or not? I am qualified person for knowledge or not, how can I know? How long this Karma Yoga is relevant in my spiritual life? Bhagavan answers, Yada te moha kalilam buddhirvetitarishyati tada gandasi nirvetam shrotavyasya shrutasya cha. Very clear demarcation between a life of Karma Yogi and a life of Jnana Yogi. Yada te buddhihi moha kalilam veditarishyati. When your mind, when your intellect crosses all its confusions, when it is free from all its confusions, Yada means Yasmin Kale, when the mind is free from all types of confusions, when the mind has clarity of thinking, Moha Kalilam means intellectual impurity, confusion. Confusion regarding what? Regarding goal of the life. Whether artha and kama is important in my life or dharma and moksha is important, he is confused. Regarding priorities in life, if dharma and moksha is important and if all the four are important, which is more important, which is less important? When should I give importance to artha and kama? Up to what age I can give importance to the artha and kama? Then when I can start dharma moksha pursuit? All these priorities in life, he is confused. Then regarding the concept of moksha, what do you mean by moksha? Many people have lots of confusions. The confusion regarding all this goal of life, end of the all spiritual pursuit, and regarding the priorities in life. What is there? Let them have this confusion. What is the problem in having confusion? With confusion I am happy. What is the problem in having confusion? Confusion makes us to waste our precious life seeking everything else other than what should be sought. If I have confusion over the disease, my disease may be cancer. If I think that it is some headache or some other thing, because of cancer so many side effects can come. I think that some other disease is there, so I go on waste my time and energy and money in taking medicine for some other disease. while actual disease happened to be the cancer. So here the confusion makes a person to waste the precious life seeking everything else other than freedom. The concept of moksha of a confused person is, moksha means what? Moksha is for some few sannyasins. Moksha is for some few people. Freedom is for gaining knowledge, gaining the Lord, attainment of the Lord is for very few people who happen to be sannyasins. This is the one of the confusion. And these sannyasins, they have nothing to do. They are good for nothing. They are already failures in other fields of, these are the ideas of public, you know, general man's ideas. They have nothing to do. They are failures in other fields of life. Either they are escapists or they may be love failures. That is the reason when the entire humanity goes in one direction, these few people goes in another direction. And they are telling, when we ask why you are going in another direction, they say, we are for moksha. As though the entire humanity is in bondage, these only few people are going for moksha. This is the idea of a confused mind. For a confused mind, spirituality means, you ask that person, what do you mean by the religious life, what do you mean by spirituality? What is that? Go to temple, have appeals and applications, pray to the Lord, gain whatever you want and give some money to the priest, he will take care of your future. In some other religion, you get certificate and at the judgment day, if you are baptized, that you are a religious person, because of that certificate you get heaven. This is the idea of confused mind. Or some other people are there. Religion means, spirituality means going to forest first. Then after going to forest, you will have to have long beard, because no barber will be there in forest. So naturally, he grows beard. According to this confused mind, spirituality means putting some sort of kashaya vastra, having some sort of hairstyle and beard, or going to forest and shutting yourself in seclusion in guha, or for some people, having the power to cure the disease. I was traveling in a train. So seeing the dress kashaya vastra, people generally, they will have three types of ideas. Either this fellow must be a cheat, or he is a beggar, or he is a swami. So which category? Because kashaya vastra is given for all these people. Beggar also is having kashaya vastra, and nowadays terrorists and cheats also have this kashaya vastra, because it is safe for them. Nobody checks, everybody respects. Or actual swami. So when I was traveling, one big family was there, one old mother was there, about 78 year old mother, along with her grandchildren and other thing. So as even I entered there, 2-3 minutes they kept quiet. Slowly that old mother came to me, and all grandchildren were playing this way, that way. So she told to their children, hey, Swami has come, you please don't make noise, don't disturb him like that, she told. Then after 2-3 minutes she came near me and asked, in Kannada only, I was having some back pain and other things. After telling that, I was waiting. What she wants, I don't know. Nah. So she asked, can he give some medicine? Then I told, I am having back pain from very long years. I also suffering. Oh, is it so? You also suffer from back pain. That's all over. And that curiosity, that respect, everything is gone. According to her understanding, if you don't have capacity to solve your back pain, what type of Swami you are? That means what Swami means? You should have the capacity, mantra shakti, to cure your back pain. You should be a doctor. Doctor is okay for that. But Swami should have all these occult powers. So these are all the confusions in the ignorant mind. This confusion keeps him busy in all fields and will never allow that person to come to Vedanta Shastra. Unless you come to Vedanta Shastra, unless you come to Satsanga, you can never know what is the purpose of life. There is no other opportunities available other than Satsanga. No other opportunities available that your purpose of life is gaining freedom. And that freedom is possible only by gaining self-knowledge. The problem is not outside, it is with you. You are the problem. Not even with you. The problem is not the world, you are the problem. Therefore, you only can be the solution. This knowledge comes only when a person comes to Vedanta Shastra and Satsanga. Delusion will not allow it. Because delusion will project something which is not there. So it projects world, as the world is the cause of suffering, as the world is the cause of your happiness. You go on, spend your time and busy in all other fields. This confusion is like a virus in our buddhi called computer. So, he does not know the difference between useful pursuit and useless pursuit. Only one difference doesn't have. What is that? Only one difference his mind doesn't have. What it is? It doesn't differentiate what is the useful pursuit and useless pursuit. This confusion makes him to believe that I need external sense objects. I need certain people, I need certain situation for my happiness. This is the greatest confusion. And external conditions are the sources of my either happiness or unhappiness. If I have certain people, certain condition, certain objects in my life, I will be happy. If I don't have, I will not be happy. So this dependence, the confused mind makes the person to believe and to perpetuate the dependence on the external world. That is the reason he is always busy seeking something or the other. Balastavat krita sattaha. When he was a child, he was attached to only play, toys, balloons. Tarunastavat taruni sattaha. When he is youth, then he has other types of balloons and toys. What is that? Girlfriend, boyfriend, spouse and other. Tarunastavat taruni sattaha. At least after 40 or 50, is he available for Vedanta Shastra? Shankaracharya says, Vriddhasavad Chinta Saktaha. Like this happened, like that happened. So, Vriddhasavad Chinta Saktaha, Parame Brahmani Kopina Saktaha. Nobody is available for Vedanta Anveshana or Atma Anveshana. Here Bhagavan says, Yada Te Buddhihi Moha Kalilam Veditarishyati. When your mind crosses over all these types of delusions, how it crosses over all these types of delusions? By karma yoga practice. By practice of karma yoga, you get the chitta shuddhi. Because of that purity, all this kalilam goes away. You will come to know that external world is neither the source of your happiness nor the source of your sorrow. It is neither the source of happiness nor the source of your sorrow. External dependency does not guarantee security, peace and happiness. This clarity comes when a person's mind goes beyond moha kalilam. External world is anitya vastu, it cannot give you purnatva. You are expecting security, peace and happiness, a long lasting security, peace and happiness from a short living world, from a short living object, from short living people, from a short living situation. What you expect? Long security, long happiness and long peace. So this is a contradictory in term. It is anitya vastu, it is apurna vastu. From tea shop you are asking for ice cream, it can never give. Addition of any number of finite things can never make infinitude. 1 plus 1 equal to 2, 2 also finite. 2 plus 2 equal to 4, 4 also finite. You add any number, any finite number, that will be finite only, it cannot be infinite. Already you are tired of finitude, you will know the difference between the finite and the infinite, the difference between nitya vastu and anitya vastu. When your viveka shakti is sharp and shining, tada nirvedam gantasi. Yadate buddhihi moha kalilam vetitarishyati. When your mind is purified, when your discrimination is sharp and shining, tada nirvedam gantati. Then the natural consequence is nirvedam. Nirvedam means vairagyam, dispassion. Many people, to hear this word, they are upset. Vairagya means running away to the forest. People's idea is vairagya means running away to the forest. So here vairagyam doesn't mean running away from the situation. Mentally you turn back from the anitya vastu. Mentally you turn back from the dependence, because dependence is not external. Dependence is internal attitude. That attitude, from that attitude you turn back and try to find out a pillar in your life which happened to be a nitya vastu. Vairagyaha means virada dveshaha. Neither you are dependent on the external world, nor you have hatred towards the external world. It is not grapes or sour vairagyam. Two types of vairagyam is there. One is grapes or sour. There was a fox. it saw a lot of grapes on the tree, it tried to catch grapes. That grape was hanging little bit very high, so it could not reach. So after attempting 10 times or 15 times, what it told, it has one philosophy, okay, grapes are sour, therefore I don't want. It did not even taste that grapes. Since it is not available to me, they are sour. Not that if somebody comes and gives that grapes in the hand, immediately the fox will come and eat. That is not the vairagyam. That is grapes are sour vairagyam. Here vairagya means viraga deshaha. So I don't have attachment or hatred. I grow over them. Like a person grows over balloons and toys. How many years we are attached to balloons and toys? Maybe 5 years or 6 years. For some people, extraordinary people, 15 years you take. After 15 years, automatically, without any effort, because they have got other toys and balloons. From these ordinary toys and balloons, they have gone to another type of toys and balloons. So like that, the maturity born out of thinking, the maturity born out of discrimination makes a person to grow beyond these finite small things. While growing, suppose after growing balloons, our grandchild plays with balloons. Do we have hatred towards that balloon? Are we jealous of that grandchild? Grandfather is sitting. He is a matured person. He has grown over balloon. But the grandchild asks balloon, I want balloon. He gives it. Happiness of that child will depend upon that balloon. Happiness of the old man is not dependent upon that balloon. But happiness of the child is dependent upon that balloon. Just because I am not dependent, I need not hate. So I can provide them, which I have gone beyond, those things I can provide to the children. I can be happy when they are playing with those ordinary toys and balloons. That is the maturity. Nor hatred, neither attachment is called vairagyam. In English it is called dispassion. Dispassion towards what? We also have dispassion for so many things. We have total vairagyam towards poison. Anybody has love for poison? We have total vairagyam towards snake biting, towards tiger. So many things we have vairagya. But we have attachment for so many other things also. Here Bhagavan says, gantasi nirvedam. Nirvedam gantasi. Towards what? Towards what you will have vairagyam or dispassion? Not only towards any particular object, like an ordinary person who has vairagyam, towards particular objects. He has vairagyam towards particular objects. He has attachment towards particular objects. Not only towards any particular object, not only towards any particular people or situation, but the entire shrotam yasya shrutasya cha. Towards the entire external world, he has this vairagyam. He doesn't have any dependence towards the entire external world, towards all the advertisements. Shrotavyasya shrutasya means, shruta means what you heard. What you heard? You hear only advertisements. From the day one onwards, advertisement comes to our ears. This is right, this is wrong. This is right, this is wrong. You should go for this. From the mother onwards, mother, it starts, external world goes on, gives lots of promises. Corporate people give. Parents give, teachers also give. You should have this, then only you will have this, you have this, you will get it. Like that, lot of karya karanatmaka advertisement, sadhana sadhyatmaka advertisement. You do this, you will get it. You do this, you will get it. All these advertisements, shrutasya. Along with the advertisement, the local advertisers, our Veda also joins. You want a white color or red color child, do this yaga. You want to have a beautiful teeth, there, separate yaga is there. And you want to have a shining skin, do this puja, do this yaga. Like that, from local ends to up to the heavenly end. You want music party of Ramba and Urvasi, do this yaga. You want to rule them, do this yaga. Like that, it has lot of advertisements. Those advertisements which you have already heard, Shrutam, Shrotavyam also. Shrotavyam means you are going to hear in future. Bhagavan says, You will have vairagyam, dispassion towards shrutam, advertisement, heard advertisement, and shrotavyam, the future advertisements also. Because advertisements, two types of advertisements, one is from local people, another is from Veda. Past advertisements, future advertisements. Past advertisements means have this car, have this house, have this power. Like that, so many things advertisements we have come to know. There may be possibility of having other advertisements in future. Go to moon. Like this advertisement may come. Go there, have spent weekends there, 2 days, then come back. Moon return. So these are all shrotavyam, future advertisements by the local people. And in Shastra also, you know certain advertisements already. Therefore it is shrutam, and you don't know many advertisements because the entire Veda is not possible to read and understand. So there may be, hey Arjuna, there may be unknown advertisements also, but when your mind is pure, when your discrimination power is shining, that time you will not have any interest in all these advertisements. You will have dispassion. You will have dispassion that naturally you will grow over all those things. Atmarthe prithivim teje. Kulasyarthe ekam teje. Gramasyarthe kulam teje. Desharthe gramam teje. Atmarthe prithivim teje. In order to save one family, kula, you can give up one son. You can sacrifice one son because the kula will live. In order to protect the entire village, one family you can sacrifice when the necessity comes. In order to protect the entire nation, you can sacrifice one village also. But atmarthe, for your sake, prithivim teje, the entire prithivi, you can renounce entire world. Because prithivi has value only I live, na? So for my sake, I can renounce entire world. You will have the courage to drop all crutches. A handicapped person is having crutches, na? How much dependent he is on that crutches? His walking is totally dependent upon that crutches. Without that crutches, he cannot even stand. Somebody gives you that crutches, and you have good health, good legs and other things. Will you use it? It will be a burden to have that crutches. So for a discriminative person, having desires will be a burden. He will have the courage to drop all these small, small crutches in his life, dependence in his life. He will stop going from one astrologer to another astrologer. Generally, people, you can see in the TV, they are thriving like anything. Gemology, astrology, numerology, Vastu Shastra, anywhere, any channel you tune, that only comes 1 hour, 2 hours. Why? People are not satisfied with one means and end. So this astrologer is telling like this, I have Shani Dosha, let me go to another astrologer. Really, whether I have Shani Dosha or not. So one astrology to another astrology, one temple to another temple, one god to another god. So far I was worshipping Hanumanji, nothing happens, no marriage happens, so let me go to Ayyappa. Both are brahmacharis. Both are brahmacharis. But this person has that faith. One god to go, another god. So far I was going to Venkatachalapati, nothing happens, let me go to Ramakrishna Math. So one god to another god, one temple to another temple, one. All for what? All this struggle is for what? I am always connected with sadhya and sadhana. I have to gain this. I have to gain this sadhya. Therefore, what sadhana is a valid one? All these things will not have any relevance for this person who has this discrimination power and dispassion. He will have the courage to accept the prarabdha as it is. He will tell, O Lord, whatever you want to give me, you cannot give according to your whims and fancies. As a judge, you cannot give judgment according to your whims and fancies. According to law of the land, according to my action only, you can give my karma phala. Whatever you want to give, no problem, no resistance. At the most, they can affect my body only. They cannot even affect my mind. Because the mind I have already offered to you. I have offered my mind to satsanga. I have offered my mind to shastra vichara. So my mind is full of clarity, full of knowledge, full of discrimination, full of dispassion. So these situations, people and objects cannot affect even my mind. What to talk about my spiritual nature? It cannot affect even my mind. So it can never affect my infinite ananda vastu. I am the ananda vastu. It can never affect. Maximum it can affect my body. No problem for me. I accept all the prarabdha. So in short, Bhagavan says, when your viveka shakti is bright, you will have vairagyam towards anitya vastu naturally. Because of that vairagyam, you will turn back to nitya vastu. This condition of mind is called jnana yogyata. This condition of mind in which there is no dependency towards the external world. There is neither attachment nor hatred towards the world. He says, let them be happy. He will say, children, let them be happy with these balloons. If possible, if I have old balloon, I will give to them also. If I tell them, hey, get away from the balloon, they are not ready. So I will give my old balloons, all balloons and toys. Hey, when I was a child, I was having all these things, good time I was having. So it is useless for me, take this also. So that is called jnana yogyata, the natural consequence of viveka shakti. A pure mind alone knows how to spend life in useful pursuit. And that mind has understood that anything I depend upon happened to be a temporary entity. What I seek is permanent thing. What I seek is happiness. When I want to be happy, I want to be happy always. Where I want to be happy at all situations. That means I want to be happy unconditionally. Unconditional happiness can never be received as a result from the conditioned atmosphere, conditioned people, situation and object. This clarity makes a person to spend his time in useful pursuit. What is that useful pursuit? Atma Anveshanam. I will find out the inner source which is declared in the Vedanta as the only source for my happiness, peace and security. So he will go for Vedanta Vichara. Indication of purity is this Vedanta Vichara alone will appear as a relevant thing. Everything else appears to be irrelevant for this person. He becomes Jignyasuhu. In Gita, Bhagavan is going to describe four types of bhaktas are there. Artho, Arthati, Jignyasu and Jnani. Arthaha with a lot of complaints, appeals. Oh Lord, lot of things are there. Please save me. Or Arthati with application. Oh Lord, project, future projects are there. You have to help me. So all these two stages will be crossed by this Vivekavan or a Karma Yogi, and he will be a Jignyasuhu. The thirst for Atma Jnanam will be so intense. And for that Atma Jnanam, he will be ready to give up anything and everything. You just imagine somebody's head is burning. How to put off that fire? So he wants water, water, water. So somebody brings water and says, I will give this water. You write a will or a check, 1 lakh rupee you write. Immediately you will write, my head is burning, I want water. That is the only solution. Or you imagine a person walks in desert, 2 days, 3 days, you did not get any water. Then somebody brings water. That person says, can you give me 10 crore? He will give. Why? I will give 11 crore. Please give that water. Because he understood that time 11 crore is a very, very insignificant thing with comparison of with my life. Similarly, here also, from the standpoint of my infinite nature, from the standpoint of gaining this Atma Jnanam knowledge, all these are very, very insignificant things. So a pure mind alone understands greatness of this Atma Jnanam. So he is ready to give up anything if necessary. Pure mind knows what is the cause of dependence. It has understood cause of sorrow is not external world, but dependence on the external world. External world is neither cause of sorrow nor cause of happiness. But my dependence on the external world makes me to suffer. Because of this, I am always having fear. Will they desert me? Will they give up me? So that way, every day I ask, do you love me? Do you love me? How much you love me? They ask children also. Do you love father or me? Mother will ask. Father also will ask, do you love father or mother? Because they have doubt. So this begging mind will be there because of this weakness, because of this external dependency. So it has fear and anxiety. When this world will desert me? When this world will cheat me? When it actually deserts, it has problem. Knowing your weak condition, the child also will threaten, I will not give you a kiss. Mother, if you don't give chocolate, I will not give you a kiss. So the child will threaten. Because the child understood you are dependent upon that loving kiss. So the child will give me chocolate, then only I will. Then mother will tell, if you get 100 marks, you will get one chocolate. Like that, only condition, strings and string. So either actual threatening will be there, or imaginary threatening also will be there. Imaginary loss, imaginary threatening. So life will be a continuous suffering as far as this ignorant person is concerned. As far as buddhiman, as far as karma yogi, as far as this jnana yogiya, he understood neither the world nor any unseen factor called Lord can be source of my happiness or sorrow. It is my ignorance is the cause, or my knowledge is the cause for happiness, or my ignorance is the cause for my sorrow. He will understand and he will go towards the self-knowledge. Those details we will see in the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranadaklesha Nashaya Govindaya Namo Namah.